You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
I want to share a message with you today on God's excellence. You know, everything that God has made, He's done it with excellence. Excellence. The Bible even says in Psalm 8, "Oh Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens." So even God's name is excellent. Everything that God has made is excellence. Everything that he does in excellence. The Spirit of Christ is an excellent spirit. That's why we as God's people, we should do all things in excellence. Can I have an amen? Amen. It's got nothing to do with how much money you've got. Daniel was a slave, but the Bible mentions him and says, in whom was an excellent spirit. So when you have an excellent spirit on the inside of you, everything around you is about to change. If you go to verse 4, it says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you've made him a little lower than the angels, and you've crowned him with glory and honor." When it says, "I've made him a little lower than the angels," it's actually the word Elohim. He's made you a little bit lower than the most excellent one, God himself. So that's why our behavior and everything that we do should be excellent. That's heaven's standard. In heaven, everything is excellent. And God has clothed us with glory. Man from the beginning was designed for glory. Romans 3 verse 8 says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." 3 verse 23. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means from the beginning you were designed for glory, to be clothed with glory. And Jesus came back to this earth to restore glory back to us so that we could be an excellent people here on earth. Do you believe that? Everything we do should be done in excellence. The spirit on the inside of you is an excellent spirit. The way you walk, the way you talk should be done in excellence. You can have one set of clothes, but make sure that it's always clean, ironed. And you can see that person has got an excellent spirit. That person is going somewhere. Let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your tremendous grace that you have towards us. Thank you, Lord, for placing within us an excellent spirit. Help us, O Lord. Take us from where we are to where you want us to be. Let your people hear your voice upon my voice, O Lord, and touch and change hearts, and we will know that you've called us for excellence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. This will bring me to our sermon topic for today, a more excellent way. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 13 says, "But earnestly desire the best gift, and yet I show you a more excellent way." Paul has just shared with the Corinthians about the body of Christ, how every person should find his rightful place, that we've all got different strengths, different gifts, and how we should use it. And he says, desire the best gift. But then he says, let me show you the more excellent way. The more excellent way is not the gifts. The more excellent way is to love. Amen? A woman can have a 10-carat gift on her finger and never experience love. She'd rather have a smaller ring and experience abundance of love. Can I have some ladies just give me one amen? Size of the gift. Put a quality smile on your face. But it doesn't mean that you loved. Amen? The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, that love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. This is the nature of God. For us as Christians to walk in this excellent way is almost impossible without the help of the Holy Spirit. This is why you must be born again. Because when you are born again, you are born of love. then love is not just something you do, it's who you've become, a loving person. Many of us try to love. In the world, they love with their souls. We as Christians, we love with our hearts. Loving is not for those who are convinced, but for those who are converted. When you are born of love, love is something that you do because it's who you've become, because God is love. And that love nature is now on the inside of you. And it becomes easy for us to walk in that way. Amen? Turn to the person next to you and say, I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. We need people with heart. If we've got a congregation with heart that will love the world and the people around them with all their heart, we'll start to see change. But the enemy is trying to contaminate your heart that you would not love. And therefore, we start to love conditionally. We only love those that love us. Can I tell you something? Everybody can love. Turn to the person next to you and say, you've got no excuse. Everybody can love. When you are born of love, and God's ability becomes your ability, you can love. In that previous chapter, it says, by one Spirit, we've been baptized into one Spirit, into one body, to drink from one Spirit. Many African cultures are represented here today. There's a saying that many understand very well, we'll eat from the same pot. We're drinking from the same Spirit. There's not a Zulu Spirit for Christians and a Tswana Spirit for Christians. There's the Holy Spirit that baptizes us into one body. Amen. Can I have one amen? Amen? And you need revelation to understand that, because then you'll start to see Jesus in other people as you see Jesus in yourself. If you are truly born again, born of love, it changes your nature. It changes who you are, your behavior. If you are born of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:17, because you are joined to Him. Look at what 1 John 4:7 says. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Let me tell you something. The answer for South Africa is people getting saved. It's impossible that we have 80% Christians in this nation and we hate each other and talk bad about each other in this way. Because if you are born of love, maybe you are convinced but not converted. If you are born again of your heart, in your spirit, linked up with God of love, then you'll start to speak love. Because out of the abundance of the heart of love, of righteousness, righteousness will come, love will come. He who does not love does not know God. Can I say that? He who does not love does not know God. If you sit here as a Christian, you say, I hate that person, get born again. Get saved. There's no such thing. In this, the love of God was manifest towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into this world that we might live through Him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Who of you want God to love you? Who of you know that? Who of you are sure and convinced that God loves you? Go love people in the same way. When you are born of God, born of love, you can love. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, these are the people that can really love. Because God so loved us, we can love other people. As a matter of fact, you can now, as Christ has forgiven you, you can forgive. Christ's ability to forgive has become your ability to forgive. Don't forgive people the way you feel. Forgive them as Christ has forgiven you. Jesus said, people will know that you are my disciples by the love that you have for one another. Love that we have for one another. Turn to the person next to you, look them in the eyes, and just tell them, I love you. Love changes our behavior. Love changes the way that we talk. You know, have you seen people that's in love? Nothing else matters. You know, they'll sit under a tree on the blanket, and suddenly there'll be red ants biting them. And they'll say, oh, look at the sweet love red ants. They've come to nibble, give us little love nibbles. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. But oh my God, if there's no love, what were you thinking bringing me to this place where there's ants to bite me? Don't you love me? No love. It's not just seeing his works, but learning his excellent way, according to Galatians 5 verse 22. Love is joy. Love is peace. Love is long-suffering. Love is kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there's no law. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit of love, the first thing is, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Peace. The peace that I give you is not the peace of this world. I give you my peace. That even though there's a storm on the outside, you can have peace on the inside. All these things flow from a heart, a spirit that's connected to God. Remember, when you confess with your mouth salvation and believe with your heart unto righteousness, we confess unto salvation, but with our hearts we believe unto righteousness. Righteousness is not for those who confess it. It's for those who believe it. When that kind of righteousness is in your heart and love of Christ fills your heart, he fills our hearts with his love. Love has no doubts. Love has no doubts. A heart that is full of love is a heart that is full of faith. You know, I know two people now, they just fell in love recently. The one stays in the south of South Africa, and the one is in the north here of South Africa. But the love that they have for each other removes all doubt, because they know the one, this one will be faithful to me and I will be faithful to them. Love does that. When your heart is full of love, it's full of faith. A heart full of love does not doubt. A heart that's full of love trusts God. Let me just show you. Go with me in your Bibles to Mark 11. Mark 11, 23. For surely I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Whoever does not doubt in his heart, what will have whatever he says. And that's what we've taught people when it comes to faith, when it comes to prayer. Speak to the mountain. And you've been speaking to mountains, and your mountain's not been moving. Because we oftentimes don't teach you the excellent way. And the excellent way is in the next verse. Who of you have been speaking to mountains, and mountain has not been moving? Let me see your hand. Just be honest. If you don't want to raise your hand, just double blink at me. You know why? Because the next verse gives us the answer. Let me read it to you. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Can you see that God links faith to forgiveness? So many people don't have strong faith because they're not strong forgivers. You keep grudges. You keep offenses. You don't let go. But you're speaking to mountains, and the mountains are going nowhere. Why? Because faith works through love, Galatians 5. Faith works through love. So if you want your faith to be strong, go read the previous verses in 1 Corinthians 13, 1 to 3. It says, you can move mountains, you can prophesy, you can give to the poor and help them. But if you do all those things without love, you've become nothing. You're a clinging cymbal. You can do good, you can sing. Where's the drumsticks? Oh, here's the drumsticks. This is what we've become. So you can see I'm not a drummer. But sometimes we do good, but it's not with love, it's for selfish motives. And that's what it sounds like in heaven. I believe even the people that came to Jesus and said, we prophesied in your name, we cast out demons in your name. And he said, I don't know you. I believe it's people that exercise their faith to do things, but not in love. And God says, because you didn't do it in love, I don't know you. Because my way, the excellent way, is the love way. When there's love between two people, they disregard distance. And they can trust each other because they know the other person will be faithful. Can I speak to men? Men, the Bible says that we should protect the love, the marriage union. It says protect it. Use wisdom with your wives. The way that you walk with them, the way that you talk to them. We want to be the head, be the head. It says because they are the weaker vessel, not weaker than you, you the strong one and they weaker. They are the finer porcelain, you the coffee mug. They the fine, nice porcelain, china, nicely painted, beautiful and everything. Amen? The coffee mug you just put down like that. The cup you have to softly put it down. Lift the finger and show I'm working with something soft and nice. But the capacity of what she can hold can even be more than you. And Peter writes and he says, be careful the way that you treat your wives. The way you talk to them, the way you deal with them, because it can hinder your prayers. Why? Because it's about your heart. If in your heart there's bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment towards your wife, what is that sin? That sin is unrighteousness. And the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. So if you're walking with unrighteousness, unforgiveness in your heart, but you're saying, God, help me. The Bible says, before you bring your gift, go lay it down, go make right. It says, if you want to speak to mountains and talk to them, if you know your brother's got something against you, go make right, forgive. Amen, 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 amen. It is so, it is so. We're talking Christianity here. We're not talking just coming together. We're talking church. The bride that Christ is busy getting ready without spot and wrinkle is a loving church. A church that number one loves him. Amen? Family, your relationship with God depends far more on the relationship with the people around you than what you realize. Don't think you've got a good relationship with God if you're offended with your wife. And obviously vice versa as well. Ladies, if you're offended with your husband, you can intercede the whole night. It's not going to do anything. First, go make right with him. Amen? That's the more excellent way, is the love way. Don't go to bed. Don't go to bed when you're angry. You know, Jean-Van has learned that because that's what we've taught our children. You don't go to bed if you're angry. You sort it out. And you have peace in your heart, and then you go to bed. Amen, 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 amen. It is so. We all want love. We all want to experience love. And the love that Christ gave us when he sent Jesus Christ, he didn't charge us anything. It's free, but it's not cheap. It cost Jesus Christ his life. Amen? Can I ask you, how constant is your love? We thank God that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me just see, who got angry this week? Who somebody's love meter was just reduced to zero this week? Let me just see your hand. You know, in South Africans, I've one thing discovered, whether you are white or black, we've got something that you call, in Afrikaans, it's stilstaper. Silent tantrum. You know a silent tantrum? People are not shouting or saying anything, but they're not talking to you. You don't have to say anything. Your face is telling us everything. We thank God that Jesus' love towards us is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That God remains faithful even when we are unfaithful. That He loved us while we hated Him. So we want to say, Holy Spirit, use me as a woman of God, as a man of God. Do you know what 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14 says? For the love of Christ controls and urges, impels us, compels us. Maybe we should have a bumper sticker made and said, the love of Christ controls me. Honk if you can see it. And when you drive, if it's silent, you know you're not doing it right. Amen. How many of us allows the love of Christ to control us? To prompt us, impels us, compels us. You know what Jesus said to His disciples? He had the people will know that you're My disciples by the love that you have for one another. He says, but you want to take it to the next level? Do you want to excel? That's where the word excellence comes from. To be different. Jesus said, if you want to be more different, more excellent than the people around you. Luke 6 verse 27. To you who are ready for the truth, I say to you, love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer for that person. If someone slaps you in the face, stand there and take it. If someone grabs your shirt, gift wrap your best coat and make it a present of it. If someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit for tat stuff. Live generously. Here is a simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, and then take the initiative and do it for them. If you only love the lovable, do you accept a pat on the back? Run-of-the-mill sinners, they do that. If you only help those who help you, do you expect a medal? Garden variety sinners do that. If you only give for what you hope to get out of it, do you think that's charity? The stingiest of pawnbrokers does that. I'll tell you, love your enemies. Help and give without expecting a return. You'll never, I promise, regret it. Live out the God-created identity the way our Father lives towards us, generously and graciously, even when we're at our worst. Our Father is kind. You be kind. Don't pick on people. Turn to the person that you say, don't pick on people. Say, tell somebody, don't pick on people. I know you don't pick on people. Says, don't pick on people. Jump on their failures. Criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. Can I just say, sometimes we as South Africans, we like to make it difficult for people. Make it easy for your children as well. We think people only learn when we make it tough and hard for them. You know, most people learn much better when you make it easy for them. If you give them everything that they need, it's much easier. If you encourage them, it's much easier. Can I have one amen? Give away your life. You'll find life given back. But not merely given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. Can I tell you something? If Jesus says, love your enemies, what does He expect of me when it comes to friendships? What does He expect of me when it comes to church members? What does He expect of me towards my wife? and my children. If he says, love your enemies, turn to the person next to you, say, a more excellent way. Can I tell you something? It is impossible to comprehend the love of God. You need God to give you revelation and understanding and allow his love to be poured into your heart to be able to love in that way. Jesus is looking for people of heart. Heart. When you love, love with all your heart. Heart is the life of man, but love is the life of the heart. A heart needs love. Somebody that's loved and experiences love, their whole character, their nature, everything changes. I'm going to close with this. Peter, the rock, the Lord spoke to him and said, I'm going to use you as an instrument and I'm going to build my church. Peter, you are the man. And his last conversation, he didn't come to Peter and said, how many times have you read through the Torah? He didn't ask him, have you fasted 40 days? He didn't ask him that you pray for 3 days. Where did you study? What? Nothing. He came to Peter and he asked him a very simple question. Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? This is the qualification for Christian service. Do you love God? We first love God, and out of that love relationship, it flows to people. Don't go and say, I want to be in ministry, I want to help people, I want to serve people, but you don't love God. Peter was a hothead. Do you know that? When they just touched his Jesus, he chopped off a guy's ear. Can you see why God didn't reveal to him who Judas was? Because Judas would have been in trouble. I mean, Peter was such a person of heart. He rebuked Jesus. When the Lord gave him revelation that Jesus is the Christ, he says, who do you say? I say, you're the Christ. Jesus said to him, this wasn't revealed to you by yourself, Peter. Heaven revealed this to you. My Father revealed to you that I'm the Christ, I'm the anointed one. I mean, in the same chapter, a few verses later, he's correcting Jesus. He's rebuking Jesus. He says, no, you're not going to die. Remember who's the guy who's got revelation from heaven. He should have just figured out who came from heaven for him. Amen. And kept quiet. Apart from that, he denied Jesus 3 times. Can I tell you something? It doesn't matter how you've messed up, what you've done wrong. The only question that Jesus is asking you, do you love him? Do you love me? When you love him, he will fill you with his love even more and more and more. Peter said, Lord, only you know. You know if I really love you. He says, Peter, do you love me more than all of these? Because remember, he taught them, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. He said, Peter, all these things that I'm going to add into your life, the abundance of blessings. He says, will you love me more than the blessings? Will I still not be number one? And he says, Lord, you know. Later on, Peter wrote to the church and he said, and above all things, have fervent love for one another. Because the Lord restored him in love. Remember, he denied the Lord 3 times, and 3 times the Lord restored him in love. He says, above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. He was saying, you've got no idea how I've messed up. That's only the things that they told you about, that they wrote down. I messed up a lot. But the love of the Father will cover a multitude of sins. Can I tell you something? The book of Acts is written because ordinary people made a decision to start to walk in a more excellent way. To go out into a world where people are hating, accusing, pointing the finger, and they started loving. Started loving. Started walking in the opposite spirit. May God fill us with his love until it overflows to others. Sela.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.